You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, it's Aaron Dunlop again here from Fame Missions in Africa. I'm sitting here at the airport in Singapore. I've just checked in, and in a few hours I'll fly out back to Toronto. I've been now away from home for a couple of weeks. Seems like a long 2 weeks. A lot has been packed in. We went, first of all, to Vancouver, then over to Victoria, and we had good meetings there with the folks in British Columbia. Then we went down to Sunnyvale in California to my brother-in-law's church in California. It was good fellowship there in California. And then this time last week, I came to Singapore. And for the past week, I've been enjoying the fellowship of the Lord's people in Singapore with our brother Paul Ferguson here, who's with me in the airport here. Paul and I go back a long way. We grew up together in Northern Ireland. He came to Asia and I went over to Canada. But here we are together. It's good to renew fellowship with him. And I've just been thinking more recently of the church in Asia. Jerusalem, of course, when the church spread after the day of Pentecost, Jerusalem, of course, was the interface between Africa and Asia, the two great continents, and from them that spread into Europe and, of course, then across to the Americas. But our brother Paul has been working in Asia for over 10 years. I'm going to have him speak now of his work in Singapore and of the Church of Christ in general in the continent of Asia, and then I'll finish off the podcast. Here, Paul.
Thank you, Aaron. It's our joy to have you here in Singapore. I have been working here for about 14 years. Of those 14 years, I spent a year in China, and most of the rest of the time I've been laboring in Singapore. Maybe I should say a little bit about China first. China in 1949 was taken over by the communist government, who expelled all 6,000 foreign missionaries at that time. And there were an estimated 900,000 Protestant Christians in China. The wife of Mao Zedong by 1968, so less than 20 years later, boasted to foreign visitors that Christianity is dead and buried in China. It is confined to the history section of the museum. However, since 1970, the growth of the Church of Jesus Christ in China has been nothing short of phenomenal. It is now estimated that there's somewhere between 30 million to 100 million Christians in the land of China. Singapore is also a very interesting case study of the growth of Christianity. In 1965, the population was less than 2 million people, and Christians made up less than 2% of the population at that time. Most of those who termed themselves Christians in 1965 were from the mainline denominations, the Anglican, the Methodist, and the Presbyterian. They were controlled by liberal bishops, liberal ministers, and church leaders. Today, in 2018, the population is almost 6 million, and Christianity has grown to about 13 to 15% of the population. And most of the mainline denominations now are dominated by evangelical ministers and church leaders, and even the seminaries are controlled by those who would regard themselves as evangelical. So God has really transformed this society in a most wonderful way. That spiritual change has had an impact on the economic life of Singapore. The GDP in 1965 of this country was the same as the GDP of Ghana in Africa and Myanmar in Asia. Today the GDP is second highest in the world, and Singapore is now a very wealthy first world country. And those changes have come about despite having no natural resources. We do have to import even our water here in Singapore. So God has been really good and has blessed this nation in many, many ways. Our church in Singapore is called Cornerstone Church. It began about 4 years ago with a group of about 50 Christians that came together hoping to start a new church that was centered on the person and work of Jesus Christ. We've had many ups and downs in that period of time. We've had to move premises 3 times. We have had
afternoon services and then eventually morning services. And now we have three services every Sunday, and we meet in wonderful new premises right in the center of Singapore in a place called Orchard Road. God has been very good to us. We have seen souls saved. We have seen people added to the church. We have seen God move in many different ways and bring many different types of people in. And our congregation reflects all of the diversity of Asia. We have Japanese in the church. We have Vietnamese people in the church. We, of course, got Chinese, which is the majority of Singapore. And about half the congregation now are from the Philippines. So God has brought us all together as one in Christ. Every Sunday we have approximately somewhere between 250 and 300 people gather in the services to worship the Lord together.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's been a great blessing to be here and a great privilege to see the work of the Lord here in Singapore, in your church, the multinational flavor, the Filipino, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, all together. And as you say, one in Christ. It's been good to be here. It's been a long day. First service was at 8 o'clock this morning. I preached four times today, and it's now 10 o'clock in the evening. I'm flying out in a couple of hours. So from me, Aaron Dunlop, and our brother Paul Ferguson here in Singapore, we're signing off. Thank you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.